The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome in Jared Goff, who's just wrapped up practice. What's
Hello.
Up? How are you?
1 second.
All right. He's getting a drink of water. Straight off the practice field.
Sorry, we're good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're good. You prefer the squirt bottle or the actual bottle?
You know, I do prefer the squirt bottle. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a little bit easier accessible during practice, but I guess right now the bottle's fine.
I'm afraid of the squirt bottles. There was an incident in high school. Back when I played high school football, Jared. There was an incident where I saw somebody mixing up the, I think it was called Quick Kick at the time. It was kind of like a Gatorade product. And it was the coach's son who was mixing it up, and he used his whole arm.
Oh, yeah, no, that's no good. We've got protocols in place for that now. They're not allowed to do that anymore.
Thank God for COVID.
Yeah, right. Holy smokes.
Congratulations, new father.
Yeah,
how
thank
is
you
it?
Guys. Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. Mama's been doing the heavy lifting, but I've been there for a lot of the fun parts and enjoying being her dad. And she's doing a great job, and I wish I could be home more often right now, but duty calls a little bit, but she's doing a hell of a job.
What has been the biggest change in your life that old Jared Goff could do or used to do and now just can't?
Since having a daughter?
Yeah.
Things that I could do. Shoot. I mean, we're home a lot right now, so going to dinner is something that seems like such a challenge right now, whereas before it was something we could do easily. You know, I mean, I'm a new father, but you guys who have kids know that, like, the whole world kind of revolves around them now.
Yep.
To some extent of what their schedule is and when they're going to sleep, when they're going to eat. So, yeah, my whole schedule's changed a bit.
So you got a while before the kid gets mobile, but have you started to childproof the house already? And
yeah, there's some things on doorknobs and some sharp objects that we kind of put up higher. But yeah, she's not mobile by any means, and she's doing great though.
Your dog Quincy became sort of a personality,
yeah.
And then the TV show Quarterback helped with that.
Yeah,
how's Quincy reacted to?
Quincy's been good. Quincy's a little bit indifferent on baby girl. He could take it or leave it. But he's been awesome. He's protective and loves laying there when she's sleeping.
That's pretty great. It's awesome, and I'm sure your teammates are proud that you did this before the season began, before training camp took place.
Yeah, there was a lot of planning going on there to get that ahead of the season to help us, you know, enter the training camp a little more smoothly.
All right, how's training camp going?
It's good. It's been good. It's been fun. It's been warmer days out here, which I think will be good for us in the long run, and easy for me to say it at quarterback, and I don't have to be running around as much. These guys probably wish it was 60 degrees every day, and I understand that, but I think it's been good for us. I think it's been really fun to be out here and go through a little bit of a grind in the heat, and certainly having good days, having not so good days. So there's some challenges. We're overcoming some stuff, as training camp should be, and it's been fun.
Jared, I know you want to get better in every facet of your game, but is there something specific that you want to be better about this version of Jared Goff than a year ago?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the latter half of my career, it's always kind of been like being better at getting to 3 and 4, and it's continuing to be that way. You know, 1 and 2 in a progression, you'd like to think a good offense, you're getting that guy 1 or 2 open 60-70% of the time. But being able in that 30-40% of the time to accurately and quickly get to 3 and 4 and to know when to get there and to know, you know, where the ball needs to be and all that stuff I'm always working on. And it's a challenge, man. Not many guys are able to get all the way through it, and I try to take pride in doing that and keeping plays alive for offense.
There's always going to be challenges and changes year to year, but this year, couple of big ones. You got a different coordinator who you've worked with before, but
yeah.
A different coordinator, different guy calling plays, and also no Frank Ragnow.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through what happened? Did you have a discussion with Frank? Did he let you know, or did Dan Campbell
yeah, of
let
course.
You know? Or?
Of course, I talked to Frank, and I'm happy he made the decision that's best for him. I think he was really battling with it, and I'm not going to put any words in his mouth, but I'm very happy that he's happy now and in a good place, and I'm pretty sure he feels good about the decision, and we talk, you know, here and there, you know, every week or so, and he's doing well.
What do you say to the fans that are like, oh no, no Ben Johnson, oh no, no Frank Ragnow?
Who's saying that?
Fans.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess I don't have anything to say to them. We'll have to find out. You know, we've got good players to fill in. We've got a good coach to fill in. Those guys, obviously, Ben's a hell of a coach. Frank's a hell of a player. But that's why we have, you know, training camp and all this time to get better and get ready. And certainly still have a lot of really good players on this team and everyone that's been improving from last year.
What do you like most about John Morton, the new OC?
What do I like most about him? Great question. I think I love that he's very flexible and willing to listen. And by no means is that a slight on Ben. Ben was very similar in that way too. But I think that's one of his strengths right now, is a guy who's, you know, he did it with the Jets, but he's doing it again for the first time in a long time. He's very willing to listen to not only me, but St. Brown and Laporta and JMO and like Gibbs, Montgomery. Like, what do we like to do? What do we love doing up front? He's very much about getting input and applying it.
Have you had to take a little bit of a step back and new guy, let me see and gauge how he's going to run things before you automatically volunteer your input?
Sure. Yeah, I think that was in OTAs, though. I think I feel we have a really good relationship at this point where I feel very comfortable saying what I think, and so does he to me. We're not trying to make each other feel good, and not that we're like arguing about anything, but it's like very direct and very how he wants it and very how I want it. And if we agree, great. If we disagree, we'll have a conversation, and that's the way it's supposed to go. There's nothing confrontational about it. It's just the way it's supposed to be.
Can you evaluate the two guys battling to be your backup, what you've seen from Hendon Hooker out here in practice and Kyle Allen? Because we don't see him every day. You do.
Yeah, I think they're both doing a great job. They're both improving every day and running the offense well. And it's been fun to see Hendon, I think, for 3 years continue to get better and better, and starting to come into his own a little bit as a player. And then Kyle's new to me as a teammate, but he's gotten better since OTAs and doing a great job.
Speaking of guys and playing with guys for years now, it's one of the things that I think Doug and I both admire what Brad Holmes has done, kind of rebuilt this team, and you guys are all growing together, you know, like the fourth year for a lot of you guys. Do they still surprise you? Does Amon-Ra St. Brown still surprise you? Is Sam Laporta come up with something like, I haven't seen you do that, or Jamison Williams?
I mean, surprise is, I guess, the wrong word. I think I'm just, you know, so impressed by some of these guys. St. Brown made a catch the other day. He was running a fade, and I threw it back shoulder, and he caught it like this. And I don't know if I've ever seen it. It's kind of hard for you guys to picture that. But, yeah, and then JMO, and you saw JMO today make the long touchdown catch. No, it's not surprising. I think it's fun to watch and fun to see. These guys are all pro caliber players. They're some of the best players in the league. And, you know, I try to do my best to maximize them, and they try to do the same for me.
Not to shortchange anybody, but a player that has caught the fans' eye that they seem to love in the early going is the rookie Isaac Tesla.
Yeah, Michigan native.
How good is he?
He's great. He's been doing a good job. He's been getting better, too. And I think I saw it early last week, kind of a little bit of a flip switch for him where he realized, like, the speed of the game and kind of started to catch up to how fast everything moves and how physical he needs to be, and feeling more confident and comfortable. I can tell he is feeling, and that's always great for me, and I'm just trying to help him as best I can. And, again, just trying to do my best to push him along and maximize him. And again, he's a guy who wants to be pushed. He wants to be taught. And when you get players like that, like.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad continues to kind of bring in. It makes it really easy for me.
Another rookie on your side of the ball, Tate Ratledge, steps in. Looks like he's going to be the starting right guard. You got Glasgow at center. You've worked with Glasgow before at center. But talk about those two in the interior, and also with Mahogany in the interior. Yeah. So kind of a whole new group there.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's, you know, what training camp is so great for is the gelling of those guys. It's kind of a non-tangible thing that they are able to feel each other's pass-offs and pass protection. They're able to feel each other's, you know, B-blocks, deuce blocks up to the linebacker. And I think that takes a little bit of time to get used to when it's different in there, but they're getting better at it every day. And Tate as a rookie has been so impressive to me, his maturity and his ability to handle information. And Mahogany, even, you know, him, I know he's not a rookie, but he didn't play as much last year, and he's going through some of those things too and doing a great job handling it. And like I said, as they continue to gel, things will only get better.
You can provide perspective that nobody else can. Can you tangibly tell that the defense is better, or is that impossible?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you see?
They're much more confident and comfortable. I think mostly just because they're a year older. and all their dudes are back, and it's fun. It's fun to practice against. It is. It's a challenge. They make it really hard. Coach Shep's making it really hard on me. Those two guys in the back end with Kirby and Branch, I can't imagine a better two to practice against every day. DJ Reed's been a tremendous addition for us from leadership and pure ability. Obviously, the linebackers have done great, and then Hutch has been pretty unbelievable up to this point.
We've heard about the Hutch rules, and he's been disruptive enough where even if he gets back, they let the play continue because it's just what – is yeah. How frustrating is that?
Yeah, it's like Aaron Donald back in the day. It's the same way. He's a guy who can ruin a game. He's certainly ruined practice for us a couple times offensively, and I'm so happy he's on our side, and I don't have to play against him.
Kedar, we got to let him go, but you usually have some non-sports Jared Goff life questions. So
sure.
do you have anything for him?
The TV show Quarterback.
Yeah.
So we all got a chance to watch it. We enjoy it very much. Doug's very much enamored with the fire pit of Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins has sweet backyard.
He does have a nice yard, huh?
So, I mean, first of all, I'll save Doug the question here. How is your backyard game and your fire pit?
Ooh, good question.
And also,
we have a fire pit.
Excellent.
Don't use it very often, but we have one.
Is there something that happened during that show that your teammates or fans have come up to you and mentioned more often than not?
Oh, great question. I think the stumble bum got a lot of attention. Being able to see like the makings of that was, I thought, really cool, and I got a lot of people talking to me about that. To be honest, Quincy is like very much people sure. asking me about him all the time. He's become a little bit of a star in his own. Yeah, I think those would probably be the two. And then I think people were – I loved being able to pull the curtain back a little bit and show people what it's like. And I think all three of us did a great job of kind of letting them into our lives to some extent. And I thought it was fun. You know, I thought it was really cool to show people. I get a lot of feedback, honestly, from, like, the UK. Like, you know, it's similar to when we saw F1 on Netflix.
Right.
Right.
And got able to see that world. I think they don't get to see behind the curtain as much, you know, over there. And a lot of people that I know over there are loving it.
How's the fishing?
Right now, not great. A little hot. Yeah.
Do you have an F1 driver?
No, I don't. I don't really follow it that
well.
I guess I'll say Hamilton because I'm a casual fan. But no, I wish I watched it more.
Well, we did love Quarterback and, of course, watching you play.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Good to see you again and continued success.
Good to see you. I'll see there's you 18 times this week over the phone.
Good.
That's great.
I love it.
All right. Stay healthy.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, congratulations
again.
All right,
thanks, guys.
New dad.
Yes, sir.
Jared Goff. It is Carson Anderson from Lions Training Camp here on 97.1 The Ticket.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.